Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with World News. The headlines. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi to be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. Top European leaders to join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today for a crucial meeting with US President Donald Trump. Bangladesh interim government allows onion imports from India to curb soaring prices. Hamas rejects Israel's plan to relocate residents from Gaza City. And star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra qualifies for Diamond League 2025 final to be held in Zurich on August 27th and 28th. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with India's Special Representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart. Top European leaders will join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today for a crucial meeting with US President Donald Trump as pressure mounts for a swift resolution to the ongoing war in Ukraine. The high-profile delegation includes UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. In Bangladesh, the interim government has given permission to import onions from India, land ports to check spiral hikes in prices.
After a gap of 5.5 months, Bangladeshi importers got permission to import onion from India through the land ports. According to government officials, the first consignment of 150 tons of onions arrived in Bangladesh from India yesterday afternoon through the hilly land port in Dinajpur. Another consignment of 660 tons of onions in 23 trucks arrived through the Sona Masjid land port in Chapai Nawabganj yesterday evening. Hilly land port sources said that the last import of Indian onions took place on 2nd of March. When a truck carrying 29 tons entered Bangladesh. Since then, as price of locally grown onions fell and demand for Indian onions declined, importers ceased bringing them in. Recently, with onion prices rising again in domestic markets, importers applied to the Ministry of Agriculture for approval to resume imports. With the report of Naval Singh Parmar from Dhaka, this is Deepmala Kaushik, Akashwani News.
The sea phase of the 12th edition of the Sri Lanka-India naval exercise is underway in the western waters off Colombo. Two Indian Navy ships, fleet tanker INS Jyoti and destroyer INS Rana, are taking part alongside Sri Lankan Navy. Over the next 2 days, the navies will conduct a series of drills including visit, board, search and seizure operations, gunnery and screening exercises, vertical replenishment, flashing exercises as well as fueling approaches. The sea phase follows a three-day harbour phase held at Colombo Port from August 14th to 16th. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Palestinian militant group Hamas has rejected Israel's plan to relocate residents from Gaza City, saying the move constitutes a new wave of genocide and displacement for hundreds of thousands of residents in the area. A report.
The Palestinian militant group accused Israel of using the planned deployment of tents and other shelter equipment in southern Gaza as a blatant deception to disguise what is called preparations for a major crime against civilians. The Israeli military said it would begin distributing tents and supplies as part of efforts to move residents from combat zones to safer areas in the south. Officials said the relocation is intended to ensure their safety ahead of a planned offensive. offensive. Israel has previously announced its intention to launch a new military operation aimed at seizing control of northern Gaza City, the enclave's largest urban center. The plan has raised international concerns about the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza, home to around 2.2 million people. According to Israeli authorities, the war began on 7th of October 2023 when Hamas launched a surprise attack in southern Israel, killing 1,200 people and taking 251 hostages. About 20 of the roughly 50 hostages still held in Gaza are believed to be alive. Much of the territory has been reduced to rubble amid the ongoing conflict. This is Tanvi Khurana for World News.
In Nigeria, at least 40 people are missing after a boat carrying over 50 passengers capsized in Sokoto State yesterday. Nigeria's National Emergency Management Agency said the boat was heading to Goronio Market when the accident happened. So far, 10 people have been rescued while search efforts continue for the others. Moving on to the world of sports, star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra has officially booked his place in the 2025 Diamond League final, set to be held in Zurich, Switzerland on 27th and 28th of this month. We have a report.
Despite skipping on the Silesia leg, Chopra's earlier performances were strong enough to guarantee qualification. Chopra sits on 15 points from just two appearances, thanks to his 88.16 meters winning throw in Paris and a national record 90.23 meters in Doha, where he finished second behind Germany's Julian Weber. Both men are level on points, trailing Trinidad and Tobago's Keshawn Wolcott, who leads the standings with 17 from three events. Switching to tennis, where defending champion Jannik Sinner is set to face Carlos Alcaraz at the Cincinnati Open in what marks their fourth showdown of the year, each coming in a final. Alcaraz claimed wins in Rome and at the French Open, while Sinner answered back with a victory at Wimbledon. In the women's draw, world number one Iga Swiatek booked her first Cincinnati final with a 7x5, 6x3 win over Elena Rybakina. She will face either Jasmine Paolini or Veronika Kudermetova for the title tomorrow. With Mayur Jain, Yashasvi Kedial, Akashwani News.
Pakistan's weather department yesterday warned of heavier torrential rains countrywide as the death toll from flash floods in the country's north rose to 327, according to authorities. The monsoon rainfall, which began on June 26th, has wreaked havoc in the country, killing nearly 650 people since then. The Met Department issued a heavy rain alert countrywide till August 21st. It also urged people in northwestern regions to take precautionary measures. The National Disaster Management Authority also warned that the downpours, which began earlier than usual this year, are expected to continue with greater intensity over the next fortnight. Over 200 were killed in Buner alone, which is the worst hit district. At least 137 people were injured as homes collapsed and torrents of water swept away residents, livestock and vehicles. Many people are feared trapped under the rubble in remote villages and several remain missing. Rescue operations are underway with nearly 2,000 personnel deployed, but the destruction of key roads, including bridges and link routes, has complicated relief efforts. Army personnel are also working to clear blocked routes and repair damaged bridges to restore access to affected areas. So far, 3,500 stranded people have been safely evacuated, while search operations for the missing continue. The Indian benchmark indices opened firmly in green today as auto stocks led the rally, with Nifty Auto surging 4%. The BSE Sensex surged 1,056 points or 1.31% to 81,654 points, while Nifty 50 jumped 354 points or 1.44% up to 24,985 in the opening trade. The Asian markets were green in the morning as China's Shanghai index rose by 1.19%, Japan's Nikkei was up by 0.87% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng index gained 0.36%. South Korea's Kospi, however, declined by 1.29%. And now, before we close, here are the headlines of the bulletin. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi to be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. Top European leaders to join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today for a crucial meeting with US President Donald Trump. Bangladesh interim government allows onion imports from India to curb soaring prices. Hamas rejects Israel's plan to relocate residents from Gaza City. And star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra qualifies for Diamond League 2025 final to be held in Zurich on August 27th and 28th. And that is the end of this news bulletin.